Good afternoon. Please join in our opening prayers. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and the curse of the devil. May God rebuke you, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and the only other spirits, who prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, for banished children to be. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, your eyes of mercy toward us. And after this exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. We welcome you all to the liturgy of today. It's a blessing that we are able to praise God together as a parish family again. In light of the recent CDC announcement, people who have been fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus can go without masks indoors and outdoors. For your own safety, if you would like to continue to wear a mask, you are most welcome to do so. Ushers and extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion will continue to wear a mask while distributing communion and ministering. We are trying to update our parish records. If you haven't registered with our parish yet, the registration forms are located in the back of the church. If you have a new home or cell phone number, address, or email, please contact the office and share that information with us. We did not receive our bulletins from the printer. You may read the bulletin online. This Tuesday, June 15th, is the call and date for food pantry distribution. You must call in on Tuesday to receive distribution on Saturday, June 19th. See the bulletin for details or call the office for the phone number. The CCW will have a luncheon meeting on Monday, June 21st at noon. Please bring your lunch, and the CCW will provide beverages and desserts. Ladies interested in joining the CCW are welcome to join us for that lunch. Anyone interested in volunteering in our parish, please contact the office. We have room for all talents and would embrace any help that you could offer. Noted in the bulletin every week are monies that are collected from our weekly offertory, our online giving, and any donations that we have received. We have placed baskets at all three entrances and exits of the church for your convenience. Thanks for your generosity. Starting next week, you will not find baskets at the doors, as we will begin passing the baskets for collection. The Mass intention for today is for Donald Short. Please welcome Father Sojan.
Our entrance in You Alone, number 653.
Oh, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen.
So many of friends coming together as God's family, let us acknowledge our failures and shortcomings before the Lord and ask His pardon and forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed. To my fault, to my most evil fault. Therefore, I ask the familiar word. May the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord has spoken, so will I do. The word of the Lord.
thanks to you.
And rise night and day, and through it all
the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yield fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come. He said, to what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can be used for it? It is like a mustard seed that when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seed on the earth. But once it is sown, it sprouts up and becomes the largest of plants and put forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parable, he did not speak to them. But to his own disciple, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends, we are in the ordinary season now, immediately after the Pentecost. You know, we entered in the ordinary season, but the last 2 weeks we had, you know, a very important feast, you know, like Corpus Christi, and then previous to that, Trinity, you know, like two feasts. That is why, you know, we were not wearing the green vestment and all that. So usually, you know, in the ordinary season, you know, we have green everywhere, or green vestment and all that. And that is why probably Jesus started his ministry, public ministry. That's what we see in the ordinary season too. And where he talked to the people through the ordinary events of life, you know, like ordinary things, you know, like that he finds everywhere. That is where he explained in parables and all that. And in today's gospel, and also in today's first reading, we hear about planting. You know, planting seeds and planting trees and all that. And I'm sure, you know, everybody, we all like to have a little bit of planting, right? We plant, you know, trees and flowers and, you know, things like that. I don't know how many of you are really interested, but I am very much interested in planting a little bit, you know, here and there. And, you know, maybe people might have noticed, you know, like 7 years or 8 years back, you know, we planted some grape waters. And look at that now, beautiful flowers there. You know, we can see that, you know, like nice. And, you know, like before we were calling this area like courtyard, but now we are naming it a leaf garden. Do you know why? Have you noticed anything different there? We have planted 6 olive trees here in this garden here. 6 olives. It's beautiful, you know. And it will be really gross, you know, we can just, you know, pick the olives and then, you know, maybe take it to the mill and then get the nice olive oil and all that. You know, I'm really interested in that. I went to Brooksville, all the way up to Brooksville, and they have the olive groves there. And that is where I got. I did not know that olives will grow in Florida. So they have beautiful olive grove garden, different ages of trees and all that. And I went there and I picked. And we planted here now, so maybe in a few years, as we see the flowers, you know, and, you know, it is nice to see it grows and the flower and all that, so beautiful. You know, like sometimes in the evening, I come here and I say my rosary, and, you know, like, look at my flowers and my plants and all that, and, you know, like, it's beautiful. It's a nice, very calming and beautiful thing, you know. I'm sure at home you do that too, you know, in your own gardens, you know. I hear people say that, you know, so it's beautiful. It's very, very nice. It makes you so feel nice, peaceful and comfort, and, you know, like it brings, like, God experience, you know, to you. And that is what exactly Jesus is telling in today's gospel, you know, like how God cares. How God cares his creation. You know, like we plant it, like in the same way, we plant it. And we don't even know, up to sometimes we see the flowers and the fruit and all that. And we do not know how it is. Maybe here and there sometimes we pour some water and water and you put some fertilizer and all that, but it grows and it produces food. And you know, there is something taking place in between all that. And you know, like we wonder, what is that? It is the hand of God. You know, like God, you know, takes care of his creation. God has created this, you know, universe. And God has created all of us. You know, it is given to all of us to take care of it. You know, and take, be in charge of all these. And therefore, we take care of, you know, of the earth and the plants and all that. And, you know, and it is given to us so that we can connect ourselves to God, you know, somehow. And that is the beauty of it. And then in today's gospel, you know, Jesus tells also about the seed, mustard seed. Have you seen mustard seed? Actually, I have taken at home, and I want to bring it, forgot to bring it today, you know, like mustard seed, you know, like it is very tiny, small little seed, you know, and, you know, so that seed, when it is grown, when it is planted, you know, it grows and becomes a big tree. It doesn't become a big tree as we hear, you know, it becomes a big bush, actually, you know, that's the way it is, a big bush, and so... And then, you know, we see the fruit and the birds come and see it and all that. And, you know, what Jesus is telling us today, in short, is this. You know, small things matter. Small things matter in life. Sometimes we all look for big things, and they go nice and beautiful, you know, big, fiery, nice, all those. But, you know, sometimes small things matter in life. That is what we need to be, you know, careful. That is why we need to, you know, think in, you know, take care of in our life too. You know, like sometime when you come home, you know, like maybe, you know, your little dog comes to you, you know, and with happy and so nice, and you know, like bark at you. You know, like how happy you are, right? It makes a big difference, you know, like, and then, and also, you know, like maybe your children, maybe your grandchildren, you know, when you come home, you know, greet and when you greet. And also in the same way, like when you tell your loved ones, hey, you know, like maybe if you have a bad day or something like that, I love you today. You know, maybe, you know, like things like that, when you do the little things that really make a big difference in life, big difference. That's what Jesus is trying to make a point. You know, sometimes we take for granted. We are going to say, "I need maybe I can do, you know, great things." So now I'm waiting to see the big results and all that. No, you know, like these are some of the things that we really need to, you know, take care. You know, everything has got a small beginning. You know, everything in life, we were all grown up like that. You know, 1854. You know, in Switzerland. There was this man, Jean Henry. He was one day morning, he was looking at looking through his window, and then he was early morning, and he came to his land that there was a war started in Italy. So he decided, you know, that he will set out, and he packed some stuff and he went there. And then he was, you know, he wanted to see what's going on at the war, you know. And so when he went there, he saw, you know, the soldiers were fighting and firing and killing each other and shouting and all that. And then at the end, you know, like there were so many left out in the battlefield, you know, like without, you know, anybody caring for them. You know, like, so what he did was he started slowly calling all these neighbors and, you know, people, those who were there, he called them all together and cared for these people who were, you know, on the battlefield, you know, who were just hurt and who did not know anything. And, you know, like, so he cared for them. And after, you know, one or two years, he started really writing about this, and, you know, he recommended the world, you know, like, we really need to have an emergency service, you know, for us, you know, like, for everybody, for all the world, for all the countries, you know. And that is how, you know, the great moment, like, you know, Red Cross started. You know, Red Cross, you know, like years back, you know, 1864, he started that small unit, and then from there, you know, we see how big love it grown all over the world. You know, like even the church is like that too, you know, like small, in the small beginning it grows. And therefore, small things matter in life. That is the whole lesson that we learned today. No matter for today, you know, at home, you know, wherever, at the workplace, you know, wherever you are, you know, like try to do that small things, you know, little things, you know, that will grow into a big thing, and that will grow into a big relationship, that will grow into a, you know, like sometimes you cannot even imagine, you know, that way, that is the way it grows, you know, and that can make a big difference, you know, in our life. And therefore, today, Jesus is telling you don't have to worry about all those things, you know, like what you really need to do is, you know, you try, you do what you can, rest, I will take care. I will do it for you. No, that's what the first reading is very clearly telling. I will do it, God said. I will do it for you. You know, you just do what you can. Then rest, God will take care for us. And therefore, today, you know, let us take into heart these lessons, you know, as Jesus speaking to us through the parable of the seed and planting and all that. You know, like small thing matters. Let us try to do that small little things with our own loved ones, with our own family, with our own friends. When we do that, it can make a big impact in life and in our relationship. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages,
God from God, light from light,
pure God, begotten and not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things are made. For us then and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, Jesus was crucified and was justified. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures.
He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord of the world of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess my baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world of God. Amen. God is among us as we grow in faith and bear fruit under his care. Let us confidently approach him and place our needs before him.
For Pope Francis and the bishops of the Church, may God bless them with wisdom in their proclamation of the gospel. Let's pray to the Lord. For all who work in the justice system, that the Spirit empower them in charity and right action. Let us pray to the Lord. As the mustard seed in the parable of Jesus we heard today, may our faith grow and bear the fruit of the gospel for the world to see. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those of us gathered here, through the Lord's grace and providence, may we grow in the virtues of faith, hope, and love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who have died in the light of faith may enjoy the fullness of God's love at this heavenly table. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord our personal prayers and petitions. Heavenly Father, you are the creator of all that is good. Please hear and answer our prayers this day according to your merciful will. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. During the preparation of gifts, let us sing together Seed, Scattered and Sown, number 352.
Holy, therefore, this victory pray by sending down your spirit upon them like the dew fall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith: when we eat this bread,
drink this cup, we will proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis, the Pope, and Gregory, your bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, those who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us, we pray, that the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, and the Blessed Joseph, his spouse, with the blessed apostles and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may want to be co-heirs eternal life, and may praise and glorify you with your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory
are yours,
now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, dear apostles, peace I leave you. My peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And
let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy. Body and blood of Jesus Christ, keep me safe for eternal life.
Amen.
of your Holy Communion, O Lord, foreshadows the union of the faithful in you. So may it bring about unity in your church. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth the Mass is ended.
Have a nice weekend. As we're set forth, let us sing together, Your Grace is Enough, number 605.
Okay.